اللهم اجعل في قلبي نورا وفي لساني نورا وفي سمعي نورا.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. The verses in the Quran that talks about the beautiful journey of Al-Hajj has so many benefits in it. From the principles of this religion, the oneness of worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, following the way of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and the different mannerism and the different acts of worship, that in few days a Muslim is supposed to fulfill these acts of worship, transforming our lives to be according to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us, that He subhanahu wa ta'ala created us only to worship Him alone subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of these meanings that we learn in the journey of Hajj is how to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that in the Quran in Surah Al-Hajj. وَالْبُدْنَ جَعَلْنَاهَا لَكُمْ مِنْ شَعَائِرِ اللَّهِ فَاذْكُرُوا اسْمَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهَا صَوَافَّ فَإِذَا وَجَبَتْ جُنُوبُهَا فَكُلُوا مِنْهَا وَأَطْعِمُوا الْقَانِعَ وَالْمُعْتَرَّ كَذَلِكَ سَخَّرْنَاهَا لَكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. The verse that talks about the camels or whatever that is being slaughtered in the journey of Hajj for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that provided it for the believers. And when they stand in line waiting for the slaughtering for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered the believers to feed others when they slaughter it, and they feed the poor. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered in the verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, كَذَلِكَ سَخَّرْنَاهَا لَكُمْ, that we had subjected it and humiliated it and humbled it for you, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, so that you are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You would see these animals when they are being lined up. They're not rebellious. They are not disobedient to the human beings. They're submitting themselves, waiting one after the other, to be slaughtered in many, many numbers. Who is the one that made these animals become in such a state? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For what purpose? For the human beings to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that provided them with this meat, with these provisions, only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why a Muslim in the journey of Hajj, in all of our life, a Muslim should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This attitude of a shukr, to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is something that is also clear for those who ponder and having their hearts in state of remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. When a Muslim leaves the comfort of one's home and the habits that a person is used to do, and goes to a faraway place in a barren land, in the desert, and going from one place to the other with the rituals of Hajj, with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with difficulties, and the weather, and the environment, and so on and so forth, and there's so many numbers of people that needs from the Muslim to be patient with the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person would realize the great bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on us, that He had provided so much for us, that sometimes even these provisions can make the person being not grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When these provisions and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would make the person in state of forgetfulness. The more the person has from these provisions, the result of it is that it's supposed to make the Muslim humble himself more to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is by one's heart, by one's tongue, and by the actions that we do in our life. And this is the subject of a shukr, or to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The heart should be content and should be pleased with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides for us. The tongue should speak out as a result of that, being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with one's tongue. As the Prophet ﷺ taught Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, for example, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes from his slave when he eats that he praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala afterwards. That he's not in state of forgetfulness, he's being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he had provided these provisions from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The human being is only just taking the means. But who is the owner of all these provisions? It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the same thing when the people are in Hajj, and with their actions and their hearts and their tongue, they are stating the fact that they are being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With actions, by being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calling the believers to go to Mecca to make the Hajj, So they submit themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because they are being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لِيَشْهَدُ مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran. For them to witness the benefits and the many benefits that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had for them in the journey of Hajj. Why? For them to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He had guided them. When a Muslim sees so many different people from all over the earth, they come with the same faith. They are of different colors, from different backgrounds. They all come worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, following the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This by itself is a miracle, that a person would be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose him to be among the Muslims, to be among those who submitted themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That a Muslim is grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided us to get to know the true religion of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Abraham, peace be upon him, through the way of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the one that taught us everything to do in matters of our religion. So in this verse that I mentioned, when it comes to the sacrifice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, so that you are grateful. This is a goal of the act of worship. If we don't find these meanings in our hearts and our actions, that means there is a deficiency in our ibadah. Unless we are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, content with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides for us. We do not see any more benefit in our life and a bounty more virtuous and more high in our life than the bounty of being guided to be Muslim, guided to do the acts of worship the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered. Those who only see and witness the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in food and drink and security and happiness in this life, they don't really know what is the meaning of the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The bounty or the ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the real ni'mah, is to be guided, is to be steadfast on the deen of Allah, is to be able to go for such a journey, to go for Hajj, to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obeying the orders of Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth. So we learn how to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our hearts by being content, with our tongue by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by making remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reciting the book of Allah, the Quran, and with our actions by humbling ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not being rebellious. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides the eyesight for us, we should use it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the strength to move our hands and to walk and so on, we should use that to go to the masajid, to the houses of Allah. We should use it to go for the journey of Hajj. We should use it to help others and so on for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, because all of this are all bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also for the believers to see that this life that we live, for us to be able to breathe the air, such a virtuous thing, such a valuable thing, that the people, those who are dead in their graves now, they wish that they can be alive again. For what reason? Not for the pleasure of this life, but for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for them to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after seeing the great rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The difference between the human being and the animals, for example, is that the human being look ahead. We can look ahead after this life. We can think, what are the people in their graves now they wish they can do? We should not be enslaved to the feelings that we are having now at this instant. But instead we should look ahead of what we are going ahead. After this life is over, then the person when he's dead, what are the wishes of the person when he's dead? Not the wishes of ourselves in this life only, but what are our wishes going to be after we die? Definitely, we won't wish for any pleasures of this life, after seeing the rewards and the punishments and so on. A person would wish for one thing, as the Prophet ﷺ said, that the only one that would never wish to come back to this world, meaning for the believers not to increase, the only one that would wish to come back to this world are the martyrs. Why? Because they wish that they come back to this life, so that they will be martyred again, and then come back to the life again and to be martyred again after seeing the great rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But for the believers, if they are entering Jannah, they would never want to come back to this world. But for the sinners, for the disbelievers, they would say and they would wish that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would bring them back. For what reason? To be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to practice this act of shukr, to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all of their affairs. So again, in the journey of Hajj, we see that in our actions, we see that in the things that we say, we see that in the verses of the Quran where we have to see the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He said that we do these acts of worship, we sacrifice the animals, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, so that you are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when a person pays the money, slaughtering the animals, we should think of this, reflect over this, that there is a wisdom behind having the sacrifice being done, following the way of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. Sacrifice is an act of worship which is something that needs to be dealt with more details. We sacrifice one's wealth, we sacrifice our wealth, we sacrifice these animals for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, and that's how we bring the religion of Islam into our hearts. We have to sacrifice. We have to sacrifice being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even when we sacrifice, because everything is owned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is the one that ordered us to sacrifice, and this is one of the meanings of Hajj, to sacrifice, to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be among the few numbers of people on the face of earth, those who are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran to the family of Dawood, اعملوا آل داود شكرا وقليل من عبادي الشكور. That means do, O the family of Dawood, shukran. Act as being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means it's actions. To be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is actions done with one's part of our bodies. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and few among the human beings are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why is that? Because most of the human beings are disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are using the provisions from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for their own pleasure. So that to be in more state of forgetfulness, to be in ghafla, to forget about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using these provisions. But for someone going for Hajj, using all the provisions from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the sake of Allah, this is how a Muslim is grateful to Allah. Using one's wealth to pay for the journey of Hajj, this is a ni'mah and a bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is used for the pleasure of Allah. This is a way of being thankful to Allah, grateful to Allah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed wealth unto you. The same thing when a person goes for Hajj and sacrificing one's sleep, for example, having less sleep, being tired, walking and so on and so forth in the act of worship. This is how we use our body for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sacrificing the animals and so on. These are meanings, beautiful meanings, that unless we ponder over them and we take them for the rest of our life, then we would have deficiencies in our ibadah unless we are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who are grateful to Him at all of our affairs. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا وَعَلَى كُلِّ ضَامِرٍ يَأْتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ.